This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford. In studio with me, Bridget Ayer.
Hello, everyone.
And we get to talk about actually one of my favorite topics, because this was part of my childhood, my growing up. We're talking about Camp Rancho Formosa. Now, I am just old enough to remember being there as a camper.
Okay.
I was there for I don't know how many band camps as a camper and as an assistant director. Rancho Formosa, Camp Christina, which used to be right next door. This place is, to me, it's just a lot of memories. I took my kids there. I've been there as a chaperone for an overnight science camp. There's so much going on at Camp Rancho Formosa, and we have Lauren Owen in studio, and she's going to tell us all about it.
Yes, and Lauren is the program director, program and development assistant. Is
there
that correct?
Is. Yes, that's absolutely correct. Yes.
All right, so welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you so much for having me. This is such a pleasure for me to be able to kind of step away from camp for a while and come talk to you guys.
Yeah, well, okay, so tell us what Camp Rancho Formosa is.
So Camp Rancho Formosa is a Catholic youth organization sponsored camp.
CYO
camp in Brown County, Indiana. So about an hour and a half south of Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. I always tell kids, because they don't know directions, where they don't know what south is. So imagine Indianapolis, where it's really flat and there's a lot of buildings. You're going to a place where it's a lot of hills and no buildings. So we have 297 acres in the middle of the woods, and we operate under our core values, which we use to kind of infuse every part of what we do. So we are camper-centered, we are Catholic, we are humble, we are inclusive, we utilize staff development, we are stewards of the earth.
Wow, that's really awesome. I didn't even know about that. So that's even more than I bargained for. So that's great. That's great. Not, I mean, maybe we'll delve into those a little bit too.
Absolutely.
Talk about yourself. What are you from the Indianapolis area? And did you grow up Catholic? That I always ask those questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's good to get a perspective.
Right. So I actually grew up on the west side of Indianapolis. Grew up Catholic. I attended Catholic grade school at St. Malachy in Brownsburg. I attended Cardinal Ritter High School on the west side.
Another Raider. Here
yes.
we go. Yep.
And I also went to Catholic college. So I had
the trifecta is what we call that.
Exactly. A wonderful experience with Catholic education. And my mom teaches at a Catholic school. My dad's involved with our parish. So we've had a really wonderful opportunity to experience Catholicism in many ways, including camp.
So to whom much is given, much is required, right?
Exactly.
So now you're giving back.
I love it. And I always tell my director that I am the kid that we're looking for. I went to camp 1 year. I was able to go on a camp scholarship, which we call a campership. Mm-hmm. So I got to go to camp for a week for free when I was in middle school. And it was the best week of my middle school experience. And so I wanted to be able to give that experience to other kids. And I get to do that every single day.
That's really cool. So how did you happen to go in middle school? Was it something through your parish or through your school? Or how was that arranged?
Yeah, so every Catholic school receives a campership. In the Archdiocese, we give one to every single Catholic school just to kind of say, if there's someone in need, if there's someone, some way you want to give this away, mm-hmm. then we would love to have one of your students come and be a camper for the summer. And there was a drawing at my school, and I won. And it just kind of was kismet that it all worked out that I was able to go.
So now this is part of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. Is it an archdiocesan like ministry officially?
It is. Yeah, it's owned and operated by the Archdiocese. It was originally donated as an archdiocesan camp by the original donor. And we are, again, part of this Catholic youth organization, CYO, which most people probably know through sports. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of the other arm. It's CYO Sports and also CYO Camp are both under that umbrella organization.
So how long has the camp been around? And then I want to talk about what your role is and what you do there.
Absolutely. So we started in 1946.
Wow.
This is our 72nd summer. And we
you look really young.
Sorry. I think I age well. You know,
you
what
do,
can I
yeah.
say?
You've been running the show for a long time, but boy, you're about 30 maybe.
It's all that fresh air in the hills.
It is.
It just kind of just flows through you and you can't help but feel young.
Right.
So it started off originally as just a summer camp.
Okay.
And we also, like Kent mentioned earlier, so we had Camp Christina, which was for the girls, and then we had CYO Camp Rancho Formosa for the boys. And we eventually closed Camp Christina, and so we have this co-ed camp now at Camp Rancho Formosa. And my position is kind of a little bit of everything, which is why I get the chance to be here today.
Mm-hmm.
So during the full year, I'm in charge of marketing. I do a lot of our social media, a lot of kind of development things. During the summer, I have a big part in our adventure and explore programs, which I'm sure I'll get a chance to talk about a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But really getting a chance to be an assistant in every way where I can just kind of help where I'm needed, which is kind of my favorite way to work and my favorite way to be.
So if you're just joining us right now, we're talking to Lauren Owen, and she is the program and development assistant at Camp Rancho Framasa. So what are some of the things that you offer there in terms of, is it just summer or is it year round, or how is it laid out, and what are some of the programs that you offer?
Yeah. So during the summer we have, that's kind of our classic programming that you might think of as like, mm-hmm. oh, they're a camp.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. during 8 weeks of the summer, we have different programming for campers ages 5 to 18. So really kind of all of childhood, you mm-hmm. can come to camp. And so you have that opportunity, whether you go to day camp, which is up here in Indianapolis, where you kind of go to camp for the day, you have lunch, and then you go home at night.
Where is it in Indianapolis?
So we have three different sessions. We have one at Roncalli High School, one okay. at Bishop Chatard High School, then one at Fatima Retreat Center, which is right close to Cathedral High School.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's yeah. really cool.
So it gives us a great chance to really, if you don't want to drive all the way to Brown County, mm-hmm. it gives you a great chance to access camp in a kind of nearby space.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we also have our traditional camp, which you might think of as kind of, you know, the classic. You are in cabins with your counselor and you're with a group of kids around the same age as you, where you're doing those camp activities like horseback riding and archery, canoeing, swimming in the pool, creek stomping, all of that. And we also have our adventure camping during the summer as well, where you're mostly off camp. You're doing more of a primitive camping. It's for our older campers. Mm-hmm. So you get a chance to do more of an off camp, exploratory, fun activities like sailing and caving and pontooning and mountain biking and stuff like that.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of different things. That's really, really exciting. So how do you intermingle the four core values into what you're doing? And if you could give those core values again and talk about how you animate those.
Absolutely. So again, those core values are camper-centered, Catholic, humble, inclusive, staff development, and stewards of the earth. So what we always talk about is when we are doing anything new, when we are introducing any new program, mm-hmm. we want to refer back to those core values. So when we talk about camper-centered, camp does not exist without our campers.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that we have a space where our campers can be themselves, can feel loved, can feel valued, can feel like they're doing something good for themselves.
Yeah, and on that point, one of the things I want to make sure they bring up is my son who went down is special needs. He's autistic. And Camp Rancho Framasa actually has special programs, special accommodations for kids with special needs. And it's a wonderful, wonderful place for them to be able to get out and be just like the other kids for mm-hmm. a week or two.
Absolutely. And
that's a good point.
That feeds into our inclusive core value. And that's exactly what we mean by being inclusive. We don't want anyone to ever feel like they are a burden. They don't ever want them to feel like they are different. We want them to feel like they can have an experience for camp just like anyone who doesn't have a support need or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that feeds also into our Catholic core value, where we have kind of, we talk about the little C Catholic meaning universal,
mm-hmm.
welcoming all people and making sure that everyone feels like they have a place at camp and also within the church. And we're so lucky to have the Archdiocese as that overarching kind of operator. So we have something to point ourselves to and say, we want to be a place where children can experience faith maybe outside of a formal setting, where you see a lot of children who get to work with their faith in school and they see it with their teachers, or at Mass when they see it with their priests or with their parents. To have children get to experience faith and see faith role models through people like camp counselors who are kind of like automatically cool people,
mm-hmm.
that's a really great experience for them.
That's
right?
That's true. That is true. Yes. They're automatically cool.
Exactly. I tell that all the time, and counselors are like, are you sure? I'm like, believe me, if you are 7 years old and there is a counselor and they are, you know, wearing a bandana and singing silly songs, they are automatically a cool person.
They are. And you know, it's Jesus wanted us to have fun.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think that when you're in that more informal camp setting, that you really can cut loose, you know, a little bit and be, you know, more it would be different than a classroom. You know what I'm saying? You know, different, you know, you don't want to lose control, but you can lose control at camp.
Yes. No. And we offer as our patron saint, St. John Bosco. And that was a big part of his philosophy, was bringing faith to children in their own way, bringing the faith to them. And so he was a very talented juggler. And so we always talk about kind of how can we use our talents to juggle and bring children to faith? We always want to make sure that it's a place where children can experience faith in the way that works best for them and the way that you might not get anywhere else.
We're coming up on a break here, so we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back with more Faith in Action. Stay tuned.
It's foundation, and that foundation is the word of Jesus Christ.
Catholic Radio Indy.
To help lift my spirit and brighten my mood.
Start your weekend off right with Catholic Radio Indy's Saturday morning lineup. Join James Littleton for Forming Faithful Families at 9, followed by the pro-life message of I Choose Life at 9:30. Then enjoy today's music with a Catholic message at 10 on Catholic Jukebox Indiana. At 11 o'clock, we'll share an hour of Catholic thought and philosophy on the Catholic Cave. And at noon, it's time to grab a bite, sit back, and enjoy some food for thought with two episodes of Faith in Action. That's the Saturday morning lineup from your source for 100% Catholic programming, Catholic Radio Indy.
It makes me feel good. It makes me a joyful person.
Through you guys and the work that God does through you, it's brought joy to the people that I'm around, because I'm a different person because of you guys.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and I'm here with my guest, Lauren Owen. She's the Program and Development Assistant for the CYO Camp Rancho Famosa, and we were talking about the camp. Well, tell us what the camp is again, just for people dialing in.
Right. So CYO Camp Rancho Famosa is a camp located in beautiful Brown County, Indiana, 297 acres, and we get a great chance to operate as a Catholic camp for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis.
So now, you do offer summer programs, but you also offer year-round venues.
Yes.
What, talk about that.
So
I actually went to one of those. I think I was a chaperone for like a fifth grade class. My daughter's
Yes.
Yeah, it was fun.
We are so great because we are the only Catholic camp in the Archdiocese. And so many of those school groups get a chance to come and visit us. And we're actually in the midst of May, which is a really great time for camps to come or groups to come and visit camp. So we have, especially in the fall, we have a lot of leadership training, a lot of team building training. We have a lot of retreats that we offer, especially in the winter. Especially confirmation retreats that we offer for the parishes that would like for us to come in and do that. And then we also have science and history and other curricula that we can offer that actually do match up with Indiana state core standards. So getting a chance to have multiple reasons to bring your group to camp. We offer guest group space. So if you want to come and bring your group to camp. So
that
I know,
was my next question.
Yes.
Like, do, cause I think it's really interesting that I came with a group from my youth minister. When I was a youth minister, we brought a confirmation group and we brought our own team. We brought our own food and all that. I didn't know that there was the other option.
Right. So we want to make sure it's really flexible. So if you need us to help facilitate, we're happy to do that. If you want to just use our space, we'd love that as well. And so, you know, we have everything from we visit parishes and we put on those confirmation retreats, or all the way over to Indy Catholic, the young adult ministry in Indianapolis, brings their winter retreat to camp every year.
Mm.
So kind of we operate on all ends of the spectrum in that way.
So what about staff and volunteers? How does that work with the program? I mean, where do you get everybody? I mean, do you have volunteers? Are they all staff? Are they students? How does it work?
We operate almost entirely with staff. And so it kind of, it's camp is an interesting place because it just kind of ebbs and flows. So during the summer, we have about 70 to 80 staff, which sounds like a lot. But then you think of we have about 1,500 kids that come to camp every summer. So it kind of makes sense. And about 50 to 55 of those staff are camp counselors, what we call general staff. And so those are your college age, faith-filled, you know, respectable people who have generally have kind of relatable majors in education, recreation, biology, something that makes them really well-suited to camp. During the school year, we kind of shift over and we have something called program staff, which is recent college graduates. I was program staff when I graduated from college. So we have about 5 to 7 of those individuals, and they again have degrees in applicable fields such as recreation, education, biology, anything that makes them comfortable to cover all of those facets of retreats, outdoor education, and leadership and team building. We have about 7 to 8 full-time staff, and you know, camp is constantly moving, constantly doing new programs. And so having those kind of continuous staff that are always there are really helpful to just keep camp flowing and consistently working.
And people listening right now, they might want to know, you know, they're, oh, I want to find out what's going on. Can you give a webpage right now? We'll give it at the end,
oh, yes,
too,
absolutely.
But go ahead and give that. If someone is listening and they want to find out more about what we're talking about, they can go check it out.
Yep. So our webpage is actually camprancho.famasa.org. And Framasa is spelled Framasa. That kind of confuses people sometimes. But
yeah, I had to practice saying it. I think I might maybe have got it down. So mostly young people then, right?
Right. So we generally, especially for our staff, our seasonal staff, we have a lot of young people. And it works really well for college students because they'll be off for the summer and then they can spend those 8 weeks and really commit that back to camp.
So let's talk about some of the camps that you are having right now, and you know, the cost, like registration deadlines, you know, that kind of thing. And are the registration deadlines ongoing, or how does that work in terms of, you know, people listening say, oh, I'm still looking for something for my kids to do this summer. Talk a little bit about what you're offering and the cost and the deadlines,
right,
how that works.
So I will say right up top that we don't necessarily have a deadline other than, you know, kind of the week before we kind of say mm-hmm. there's the cutoff.
Mm-hmm.
But I also will say that we have been very lucky to have a lot of interest this summer. And so things are filling up very quickly.
I was just going to say that.
So if you are interested, I would say definitely get on it very, you know, as fast as you possibly can. But we are so lucky to offer a wide variety of programming. So everything from our Grasshopper Camp, which is our day camp that I mentioned earlier. We have 3 sessions, one at Roncalli High School, one at Bishop Chittard, one at Fatima Retreat Center.
So it's called Grasshopper Camp?
Grasshopper Camp.
And it's locally, right?
It's locally,
in
yes.
Indianapolis.
In Indianapolis. And so it's for children entering kindergarten through entering third grade. So about 5 to 8 years old.
Okay, and that's a day camp, like from 8 to 3 or something
yep.
like that?
So 8 to 3, you'll meet, you know, you'll be at that space for most of those days. And then on Thursday, you actually get to take a field trip down to camp and go creek stomping and play in the pool. And then you'll come back by the end of the day.
Okay, and then what are some of the other camps? I know you have, how many do you have?
We have so many. I have them all written down here just so I don't forget them all. I think we have maybe 9 that we're offering just this summer. So we have, because we're trying to reach such a wide variety of campers and mm-hmm. their needs, we want to make sure that we can meet all those needs and meet all of those interests as well.
So the camps are all summer long at really four locations, right?
Really, yes. And so we kind of have our day camp that are in those 3 locations in Indianapolis. The majority of our camps are still based in Brown County at our camp. And then we also have our adventure program where they're very loosely coming back to camp to, you know, shower, but then they are camping offsite. They're doing activities offsite. So it's really a range of kind of scattered across central and southern Indiana where you'll find all of our campers.
So tell us some more topics. So if I want to, the other camps.
Absolutely.
I'm still shopping here for like what I'm going to send my kids to, right?
Absolutely. So we have our traditional camp, which is a great place to start, where you're there for 6 days. You're doing those kind of activities that you might think of if you've ever watched a camping movie. So you're canoeing, you're doing archery, you're doing high ropes.
Does the canoe tip over every time too?
It doesn't. We try not to. They're really... It's always funny because you have those kids who, you know, accidentally tip over.
Yeah, it happened to me. I accidentally tipped
right.
over. It was terrible.
And I always say, like, we have a pool, you know, and we swim every day. So I would rather swim in the pool than tip over into the lake water, if I'm being honest.
Right,
so
right. That's
just,
a good
yeah,
point.
Exactly. So we have that. And then if you're not sure, if you have a child who maybe hasn't gone to camp before, we offer Sassafras Camp, which is exactly like traditional camp. It's just shorter. So rather than having a 6-day session, it's a 3-day session. So you have that chance to kind of dip your toe in, see if that overnight camp is the right place for you. And then we also have our Explore Camp, which is kind of a mix between traditional camp and adventure camp, where you're on camp most of the time, but you spend one night away from camp. You do a couple of off-camp activities like zip lining and riding horses, but then you still get to do kind of those classic camp activities like canoeing and high ropes and arts and crafts and stuff like that.
So within the various camps, you can have an experience of doing archery, or is there a specific archery camp? I guess that's my question.
There's not a specific camp for any one activity except for horses.
Okay.
So we're offering a brand new program this summer that's called Mustang Camp.
Okay.
So if you are interested in horses, if you have a horse lover in your family, this is a great camp for them. So they still get to do several of the other camp activities. They just have more of that horse time. They learn more about horsemanship, grooming, feeding, riding horses, obviously. And so that's something brand new that we're offering. That's probably the only specialty camp that we offer.
So how many students or how many campers do you have throughout, let's just say, a summertime period for all the locations? What are your numbers roughly?
I want to say we have about 1,500 campers that come through camp in our various locations
that
every summer.
That is a ton of campers. Yes. So isn't that exciting in the sense of, you know, you can evangelize them and give them a taste of our faith, but in a different way.
Absolutely. And I just can't describe how much that means, you know, when we're talking about how we want to be good stewards of the earth. You know, we're given this responsibility by God to take care of what's been given to us. And so we get to pass that on. You know, there's 80 staff and we pass it on to 1,500 kids, and they have that responsibility and that love for nature and that love for God. You know, we can't beat that. We can't do that any other way. It works any better than that. And so we feel incredibly lucky and incredibly blessed to have that opportunity as well.
So what kind of a prayer formation or training do you have as the camp counselors? I mean, what are you doing in terms of, you know, building yourself up to kind of share that the gospel with them?
So we have several opportunities, and it kind of is an ongoing thing. So we have something
which
called,
is good, right?
Yes, and which
prayer should be an ongoing thing.
You
right?
have to have absolutely. And so we have our pre-camp, which is our kind of week before camp starts. We have kind of intensive training where everyone who's on staff comes to camp and we all live together and learn about camp together throughout the week. And so that includes mass. That includes, we have a St. John Bosco bead program that we learn about. And so all the children participate in it. And basically what that means is that every week, all of the groups will be assigned a bead, a different virtue that mm-hmm. they are supposed to learn about and then live out while they are at camp, and they earn that bead. So that could be the justice bead, the temperance bead, the prudence bead. And they,
the gifts of the Holy Spirit here, or the fruits of the Holy Spirit, right?
Exactly. And so they get a chance to really share that and live that out and be that virtue to the other campers. And then at the end of the week, they tell to the entire camp community how they earn their bead, and then they are given that bead on the last day of camp. So that's a big part of our pre-camp training, as well as explaining the bead program and working through that and making sure that everyone is aware of how things work. You know, we have like our kind of silly but really fun mealtime prayers. We have, we take part in our, we usually have a prayer walk.
Mm-hmm.
So you get, we sometimes call it solo hike. So you are going through the woods and you get a chance to really reflect on different prompts that are given to you while also being getting a chance to be surrounded by God's creation,
mm-hmm.
kind of continually having that chance. And one of my favorite parts of pre-camp is on the last night, we are commissioned as camp staff. And so I'm actually wearing it right now, which obviously you can't see on the radio, but we are each given a cross that is specially made for counselors who work at Catholic camps. And so it's a wooden cross that has a pine tree on it. And we are asked to commit ourselves to being great Catholic counselors for a Catholic camp. And so being able to have that opportunity is really, really powerful. And it was a very moving experience for me being commissioned and, you know, taking that very seriously as well.
So what do you hope that youth that come to the camp, what do you hope that they take away from the camp? What's your goal in imparting to them the experience that what they're there? What are you hoping for them to take away?
I think more than anything, I just draw on my own camp experience when I was there, having mm-hmm. a chance to be with people who don't want you to be anything except for yourself mm-hmm. is incredibly valuable. We really work with children who are in such a formative time of their life, and to have someone say, like, we love you just the way you are, I think is so, so valuable. I think also just giving a chance to be around people, especially older people who are role models, who are saying, this is the way I live my life and this is the way that I love God. And I don't care if I look silly. I don't care if I look ridiculous. I'm having fun, and that's what's important.
It's okay to be a fool for Christ, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Not that you're being foolish, but I mean, it's okay. It's okay. Yes. And also that, you know, being a Christian, being a Catholic is exciting. And it's, you know, it's a really fun adventure. It's not just, you know, when you're at camp, but it's
right
your whole life.
Exactly.
So what kind of an impact has this had on you personally in your faith, in your faith life, just being a part of this? And how long have you been doing this? I forgot to ask that.
So I've been at camp. I've been lucky to be at camp for about 2 years now.
All right.
And I think one of the biggest parts for me, one of the reasons why I took the job, was that I really experienced my faith through nature. I am overcome constantly by the wonder of God. And I think also for me in this job, one of the most wonderful things is just seeing that legacy that is passed on, where Kent talked about earlier, where he was a camper and then he was a counselor, and now his kids have had the chance to go to camp. And we hear that story constantly. And for me, the fact that we have such an impact, that we have that continuation, that means more to me than anything else that we do. If we can have that where they love it so much that they want to keep coming back, then that's means we're doing our job well.
And one thing I've noticed just in doing many interviews here with the Catholic Church, that there's so many wonderful entry points into the faith, and this is just another one. So if you would give that address, that web address, one more time, we'll give our listeners that.
Awesome. So our web address again is camprancho.framasa.org. And again, Framasa is Framasa.
Thank you so much, Lauren Owen from Camp Rancho Framasa, for being my guest today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed my time.
God bless.
And for the parents out there, by all means, I would highly recommend sending your kids to Rancho Framasa this summer. It's easy to find. You go down 65 until you see the really cool bridge there at Columbus.
Yep.
You turn right, drive past Nashville, and you're there. Gorgeous country. The kids will love it. That's it for Faith in Action for today. We'll catch you next time. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.